This is a much longer story, but I'm going to give you the end of the story, okay? And I'll let you go back to Matthew 25 and read the rest of the story on your own time, okay? Hear the word of God. When he finally arrives, blazing in beauty and all his angels with him, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne. Then all the nations will be arranged before him, and he will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out sheep and goats, putting sheep to his right and goats to his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, "Enter, you who are blessed by my Father. Take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation. And here's why. I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was homeless, and you gave me a room. I was shivering, and you gave me clothes. I was sick, and you stopped to visit. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then those sheep are going to say, "Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And then the king will say, "I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me. You did it to me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today we are celebrating Christ the King, or the Reign of Christ Sunday. This celebration is a relatively recent development. It came into existence back in 1925. When Pope Pius XI put it in place, it was in a time when we had come out of World War I and dictators were laying the foundation already for a second world war. In Europe and in Mexico, there were great forces of secularization in the government doing all they could to weaken the influence of religion, particularly the Christian faith. So the church sent a bold statement in this last Sunday of the Christian year, saying, "Do what you will, but Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, will have the final word." So Christ the King Sunday is the last Sunday and the last word for the church year 2019. Next Sunday will begin Advent, and 51 Sundays will follow after it. Friends, I have great news. I'm a child of the King, and you are too. Jesus still is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We sing it, we say it, and yet he exercises his kingdom authority in ways that seem very unusual to us when compared to other kingly leaders of the world today. His crown is not crusted with jewels and gold, but it is blood-covered thorns. His throne was not an opulent and grandiose chair high and lifted up, but a cross where he was fastened with piercing nails. Our King serves others, washing their feet, healing them, raising them from the dead, calling them each to new lives of discipleship. King Jesus does not diminish or devalue women and children. Instead, Jesus loves the women and children, and he relies on them as disciples, and he blesses them as models of the way to come into his kingdom. Our King does not hang out with otherworldly leaders, but instead chooses to be with the disenfranchised, the poor, the prostitutes, the beggars and thieves, the tax collectors and unclean and unhealthy, blind, lame, deaf, deranged, possessed, even enemies and politicians. King Jesus leads a band of misfit disciples on a mission to declare the loving presence and the reality of God's kingdom, not with weapons, but with a few loaves and fishes, with a basin and a towel, with healings and helpings, with parables and teachings, wherein the last become first and the poor inherit the earth. Our King stoops at the feet of his disciples and washes their feet as an example of leadership. And then he says to them, "Any of you who would follow me, serve others as I have served you. Do as I have done." So we are to follow our leader, serving the least of these in our midst. He says, "Master this, if you would be like your master." And this king carries no weapons. His army, however, is made up of angels. He has no earthly castle, no fiefdom, no home, no taxation to support his kingdom. He simply calls his followers to give their all and to follow him. His crown jewels are his followers, not some collection of handmade finery that needs to be protected from moth and rust and thieves. His royal family is made up of commoners, children, one and all. You and me, brothers, you and me, sisters, we are family, elevated by Christ's claim of love upon our lives. Our King's wealth is the vast treasure of his Father's boundless love. And his charge to us as heirs to his treasure is to give it away, not to hoard it or save it, but to share the love, to pour it out, to be humanity's brother and sister, and to love greatly in word and deed, far and wide, with all God's children. Our King's battle cry is surprising. "Father, forgive them. It is finished. Share my yoke and learn of me, and I am with you always." The King of Kings sacrificed himself on a cross for the salvation of the world. He rode no thoroughbred steed. He bore no arms except his own outstretched arms that were nailed to a criminal's cross for the charges of insurrection. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. It is a kingdom of love headed by one known as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Savior, Bright and Morning Star, Alpha and Omega. Ours is a shepherd king who would leave the 99 to go out in search of the one lost sheep, and upon finding it would celebrate with great joy. He's a shepherd king who was willing to lay down his life for the sheep. This kingdom of love is headed by one also known as the Prince of Peace. He addressed conflict and strife, not by stirring it up, but by bearing it and absorbing it for us all. He charges us as his subjects, his children, and he calls us as his friends, friends that he challenges to demonstrate his teachings and commands by serving him with loving acts of kindness given to the least of these, his little ones. He wants us to demonstrate love through acts of justice, to demonstrate love by redistributing wealth and resources to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and to show compassion to the prisoner, to care for the widows and orphans, to speak out and advocate for those who have no voice. Our King says, "Go, go ye therefore." He sends us out to reach, to teach, to baptize the people of all nations everywhere. For Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does its successive journeys run. His kingdom spreads from shore to shore till moons shall wax and wane no more. So we are sent out as beloved children of the King to advance his kingdom of love, one child at a time, one life at a time, one soul at a time, one broken heart, broken mind, broken body at a time. We're to reach the children. Do you hear the King of Kings still calling us to go? King Jesus is calling us today. He's calling us to action. He's calling us to service. He's calling us to be his hands and feet and hearts in this world today. He's calling us to live and love and to lead others as we serve him as faithful stewards and follow him all the way home, where the circle of all our loved ones will truly be unbroken, and the King's welcome table will have room for you and me and for us all. Friends, as we begin our ninth year of shared ministry here at Celebration Presbyterian Church, may we continually seek Christ the King and serve Christ the King right here in Carolina Forest and Myrtle Beach and Horry County and throughout the world. I close now by saying thank you for 8 meaningful years of mission and ministry and friendship. We have been together through hardship and fellowship. We have celebrated times of richness and joy, and sorrows and moments of great grace and blessing, and I'm thankful for them all. And I want to say how good of God, and thanks be to God for our time together and for the times to come. Will you please stand now for the charge and benediction and our closing hymn? From the hymn, Jesus Shall Reign, by Isaac Watts, here's your charge. Let every creature rise and bring honors peculiar to our King. Angels descend with songs again, and earth repeat the loud amen. Now go forth into the world with compassion and justice in your heart. Give voice to the silent. Give strength to the weak. Hear one another. See one another, care for one another, and love one another. It's all that easy, and it's all that hard. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.